Welcome back to Shriners Hospitals for Children in Springfield. 7 a.m. hour, Munson Savings is matching all of your pledges. Munson Savings matching all of your pledges. Dial pound 250, say love to the rescue into your mobile phone. You'll be connected with the great folks here. 413-314-6000 or 844-350-9698. Now, we're here to raise funds for Shriners Hospitals for Children in Springfield, but we're also here to raise awareness. And one of the ways we raise awareness is by telling stories, incredible stories of the people who have been treated here. And there's one incredible person who was treated here, my niece Stephanie. My niece Stephanie had very bad scoliosis. As a matter of fact, almost 10 years ago to the day, I was here at the hospital long before this radiothon ever started. This is the eighth year. 10 years ago, I was here as a family member. See, my niece had very, very bad scoliosis. And her father, my brother, and his wife were going around and trying to determine where this surgery was going to be done. And another one of my brothers suggested that they come to the Shriners. And the reason my brother Tony suggested that is that a very good friend of his, who happens to be an orthopedic surgeon, reminded him that everything he learned, he always claims he learned from the Shriners. He did a residency at a Shriners orthopedic hospital, and he says the Shriners are the best. Well, they are the best, and my niece is the best. And my niece Stephanie joins us now. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
How are you, hon?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hon, is it hard to believe that 10 years ago you were a patient here at this hospital?
It's super crazy, and it feels just like yesterday.
It feels just like yesterday. Why don't you tell people why you had to come here? What was wrong, hon?
I had severe AP minor scoliosis.
And what is that, honey? Is that something you do with your spine?
It had something to do with my spine, and it also had something to do with my rib cage. So my spine had a bad, severe curvature, and my spine was touching my rib cage. So I was, like, hunched over. So, yeah.
How much was your spine curved, honey?
59 degrees.
Wow. So if I remember this, you were 16 at the time. And you were having difficulty even walking.
Yep.
What did the doctors do before the surgery here? I mean, what had been tried for treatment for you?
Well, when I went into Shriners before my surgery, they were doing, like, x-rays, and then they were describing me how they were going to do my surgery. I was actually going to have two surgeries done. The first surgery that they were going to do, they were going to work on my rib cage because the rib cage was the worst because the rib cage kept on putting curvature on my spine. So after they would do the rib cage surgery, then they'll do my spine surgery and fix my spine to put the titanium rods in my back to make it look straight.
How long was the surgery, hon?
13 hours.
13 hours. And you were scared, weren't you?
Yes.
Why did you, I know you went to a lot of other hospitals with mom and dad. Why did mom and dad and you together decide that Shriners would be the best place for you to be treated?
The reason why I picked Shriners Hospital is because they are a remarkable hospital. The things that they do for their patients, they go above and beyond, and you will never see anything like this at any type of hospital.
And you really felt, I know you were afraid of going in for an operation, you really felt this was the best place to be.
Yes.
Tell me more, how are you today?
I feel a lot better. Oh, my goodness. Now, like before, I really couldn't do like any of like the physical stuff that I love. But ever since I had the surgery, the physical therapy has been helping me a lot and improving my physical skills, and it's doing wonderful.
Now, how tall were you before the surgery, and how tall were you after?
So before the surgery, I was 5 feet, and then after the surgery, I'm 5'2".
Wow. You grew, just after a 14-hour surgery, you grew 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, what would you say to people who are, who maybe they're a family and they're listening now, and they have a daughter who's 16 and has scoliosis, or that they're worried about having a surgery? What would you say to them?
I would say that you should go to Shriners Hospital in Springfield, because it is the best surgery for any type of bone structure that you have. Like what I told you before, Shriners Hospital, it's like Disney World, Sick Magic Kingdom. It's the best place that you will ever go to. The nurses go out of their way. Even like I remember my surgeon went out of his way to make sure I was okay, because I remember I was struggling with a problem after my procedure, and he made sure that everything went well and smoothly. And I can remember at the time that I called one of the nurses. I didn't have one nurse came into my recovery room. I had like 4 or 5 nurses that come in my recovery room, and I have never seen good services. And I can remember after my surgery, I went into the physical therapy room, and like the whole staff, the nurses, the doctors are just wonderful. They really truly care about their patients, and they want them to get better and succeed, so when they leave the hospital, they can feel good about themselves, and they can look back, you know, like 20 years from now and be like, wow, I can't believe how much I did, because thanks to Shriners.
Well, honey, you're amazing. I love you. And I think you do a great job of representing the great work that they do here at Shriners. And again, honey, I want to thank you so much for your extra time. I know you're living down on the Cape now, a healthy adult, and it's just great to hear, honey.
Thank you.
All right, hon. I love you. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks. I love you, too.
Bye-bye.